Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Jim, it's Friday.
Just wait, Patrick. Just wait.
Nice.
All right. Day two of the August New Music series that we're doing. Here on Rock in the Suburbs, I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we are in Silver Spring, Maryland, yes, again, hanging out with our friends Travis and Alex from Apollo 66. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
All right.
Thanks for hanging around, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us here.
Oh, yeah,
thanks
for being here.
It's worked out great. Okay. And we, you know, we prepped them a little bit on what we're doing here with the new music, and they'll chime in on whether my picks today are any good or not.
Yep.
All right. So I'm just going to jump in here. I got two songs. I'll start out with something fast. All right. This is one of my favorite bands of recent vintage. Absolutely favorite. I'm hoping to get to see them on the tour because I have not yet seen them live. But they are so good. And this is a new single called Walking at a Downtown Pace from Parquet Courts. All right, there you go. Walking at a downtown pace, which I appreciate because I'm a fast walker.
Yeah,
I'm
same.
One of those people I can't stand to get caught behind those slow walkers. Right. So I like, you know, so there's something about this that already speaks to me. Second of all, I like the way Parquet Courts have gotten sort of more dancey in the last couple of albums.
Different.
And I read that they've really done this on purpose, too. They say they want to make the kind of rock record that you can put on at a party.
Ah, interesting. You know? Okay.
It reminds me of like Television or Modern Lovers or something like that. Late 70s where disco's coming into punk rock.
Yeah.
And the bass is telling me what to do, where to go.
Right.
I was going to say, the bass, I would think, Alex, you'd be into a song like that with that bass heavy, you know, the bass, you know, forward song, right?
Yeah. I was just listening to this interview, probably with all the Charlie Watts stuff with, Mick Jagger talking about Some Girls, and he was talking about exactly, well, it's the period of time I'm imagining, like New York, 78, punk rock and disco kind of like, you know, interacting
sort
a
of
bit
met,
there.
Yeah.
It's reminds
well, it's so funny you say that. When you get to, when you can see this, this album that's about to come out, so this is a single from an album that comes out October 22nd called Sympathy for Life, and it has a very New York, it has a very New York sort of album art on it. You'll see it, even if it sort of evokes that period that you're talking about. You know,
right,
so
I'm sure.
You're exactly right. They said that two of their big two bands that really inspired them for this album were Talking Heads and which is what kind of what you're talking about. Sense, yeah, and yeah. Primal Scream.
Ah, Primal Scream. Ooh. I can see that. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I hope they're not using the same stimulants as Primal Scream because their career will burn out pretty fast. I loved it too. And you know that guitar that was kind of in the foreground, it was kind of playing the same notes that the singer was singing. Yeah. And then when they hit the break and it stopped and it was like, whoo, and then you really wanted it to come back and it did. So that was really, really cool. What's the album title again, Jim? I'm sorry.
Sympathy for Life.
Sympathy for Life. Okay, got it. And that's one to look forward to for sure.
On Rough Trade.
Ah, nice call, Jim. Really good pick.
Yeah. Love this band. To me, everything they've put out, I think, has just been really, really well done.
They're a lot of fun to listen to.
Okay, now I'm going to bring it down a little bit here. This is a band that listener Stephen Routledge turned us on to with a new music pick some time back. It's a band out of Asheville, North Carolina called Wednesday. And this is their second album. It just came out. The album is called Twin Plagues. And this song, we're going to kind of pick it up in the middle and let you hear sort of the second half of the song because it's a slow build kind of song.
Yeah.
And to really get, you know, to the heart of it, we'll hear the second part. But the song is called The Burned Down Dairy Queen. All right, there you go. What did you guys think of that?
I liked it. They drank a lot of cough syrup before they went into the studio to cut that track. Actually, it reminded me of one of my favorite bands, kind of an overlooked band. Maybe they're best known for being obscure, is a band called Sold American. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of them.
Nope.
They put out some records in the 90s that were really sort of like morphine, loose morphine country kind of albums, and that kind of had that feel to it. It was also that little doop.
Yeah,
it was kind of like I don't even know what that
was. It
was
like a shoegazy kind of moment.
It was just
a slow dive or something like that.
Yeah,
slow dive meets Mazzy Star.
I didn't expect that to pop in there at all.
No, that was great. That was cool.
You know, Asheville's got that cool, you know, music scene where there are some a lot of experimental, you know, kind of people dabbling in country esque stylings. But I thought it was really cool.
So this is actually a very shoegazy band, and and if you listen to the whole song, and it's only like a little over 3 minutes, but pretty much the first half of the song is just music, like no vocals come in until about halfway through.
Got it.
Okay. And it's really quiet and this song is definitely a slow build. Those distorted guitars you hear, that's just like the last 30 seconds of the song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It takes us a while to get there, right? But this whole idea of the burned down Dairy Queen, the singer Carly Hartzman talks a lot about how the album is a lot about her just trying to express or expel sort of bad memories from her life and try to move past all of that. And so by singing about them, by writing songs and singing about them, it helps her do that. Right. And
right.
So the song never mentions the burned down Dairy Queen, but it's just a good image for
it's
us.
Always
about,
super sad if you ever see that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right.
There's nothing worse.
And then in lyrically, there's only eight lines in the whole song.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, it's almost like when you it's just almost like a little short little poem or something like that. You know what I mean? Song at the end of this very kind of cathartic sort of music that that you hear, right? So anyway.
Very cool.
Check that out.
Great pick. Definitely want to hear more.
Got to ask you guys while we have you really quick, what do you have a method for discovering, you know, new stuff, or is it just kind of whatever, you know, happens to stick to you, which is kind of what I did this month, you know, just I just happened to run into this song. So
I listen to a lot of podcasts. Unfortunately, I have like a news habit. You know, I like to feel depressed. It's, you know, it's kind of my thing. But when I'm not doing that, you know, there's a lot of like rock and roll podcasts that are out there that, you know, it's just, you know, people like yourselves that just love music and want to share it. And when I hear new things, that's kind of it. And then Bandcamp too. You know, anytime something comes up, have a listen. You know.
Yeah. I mean, like a lot of people too, those suggestions that you get on things like Spotify and stuff, I've definitely stumbled on some cool stuff there. Bands that we've played with that I haven't heard of. Who's a band from Arizona that we played with? The Rebel Set.
Oh, the Rebel Set. Okay.
Yeah. They were out from Arizona and from New York that we just played with.
Idolizers.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah. So occasionally I'll get hooked into something that we've played with, and Joe Castro and people that they've mentioned. So I feel a little guilty when I discover a band through a Spotify recommendation. it feels a little more authentic when it's a human being who's told me, dude, you should check out these guys.
Yeah.
But both are good. And that's probably the main way.
Such a good point, because, you know, over since March of 2020, you know, prior to that, we were just in the habit of maybe going out on a Thursday night and going to see a band or going to a club, you know, like a Slash Run type of place. And you'd see three or four bands that you never heard of. Right. And that's awesome new music that somehow it's kind of like I've forgotten that that's a way that it's possible to do that. So,
and I've always had kind of a rule too: if three different people recommend something, you know, that's probably a good signal that I should look into it.
Yeah.
You
know. All right. Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Again,
thanks, guys.
Thanks for being on.
Thank you.
We so appreciate it. And I'm going to pick the cover that we're going to play out with this time. All right.
Because
we got to hear Local H playing Brandy, You're a Fine Girl, don't you think?
Well, that's the only song I've known the Looking Glass to ever write.
That's right. So when I said that, that was a giveaway, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. So then next week we'll have the interns new music picks and the listener new music picks.
Great.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And
Travis Hodges.
Alex Morris.
All right. Thanks again,
guys.
Really appreciate
it. Thank you.
And we'll talk to you all later.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, Brandy, we'll fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. Yeah, your eyes can see a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a pretty chain, made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of the man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But he heard it clear, he could not stay. No harbor was his home. The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
They drank a lot of cough syrup.